All right. Yep, and with the glasses too. Everything. How many of you guys are drunks? Oh, we're in good company. Isn't that wonderful? All right. Yeah, I've been dry for a long time. And to be very honest with you, I didn't really get sober until I found AA. Okay? So my talk tonight is going to be a lot about the value of AA and what it can do for you. Because just because you don't drink doesn't mean you aren't a drunk. And I had a lot of experience with having what they call dry drunks because I didn't go to AA. And once I started with AA, a whole new world opened up to me. Okay? So, let's get started. My name is Vella, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Vella. Hi, Vella.
Okay. I was born in the state of Maine, and I went to a lot of private schools. It's a good place to drink because one of your roommates or one of the girls is always, when they go home, they come back with a bottle. And that's when I started drinking. I like to say I was 10 years old, but really I was 15. And then I had a lot of experience in New York City. I was a model for Revlon, and I was a June Taylor dancer. And there was a lot of parties. And all of these parties had lots of booze. And so God kind of left my world. And my gods were scotch and soda, martinis, and champagne. And that's how I lived in the bottle for a long, long, long time. Anyhow, just a minute, bear with me. I am so honored to be here to talk to you. And please know that I am one with each and every one of you. I know your pain, I know your fears, I know your shame. I've been there. And I hope that something I say tonight will help you know there is help and there are friends in this very room, each and every one of you, that are willing to help one another. That's what we do. We drunks stick together. You know that by helping someone else, we help ourselves. So each and every one of you, help me, please. Help me stay sober. I have been dry for so many years, and I have been sober for about 5 years. Being dry, I haven't had anything to drink. Being sober means I am free of alcohol, and my life has given me peace, my way of life and serenity, and all of the good things that life has to offer. I didn't have that before. I didn't have that for a long, long time. The life I had before was phony, and it was a living hell. How many of you are like me? I'd cry, I'd plead for God to help me, and I prayed for a miracle. I wanted God to do it for me, and I wasn't willing to make the effort and give up my way of life. I thought I was having fun. I thought I was so popular, so precious. What a joke, huh? Anyway, I wasn't willing to make the effort and give up my way of life. What I didn't know was that I was the only miracle from this. I was only a one step away from a living hell. And so I kept God out of my life and continued to drink until it finally dawned on me and a miracle occurred. God listened and guided me to the right resources to help me. Thank God for AA. It became my lifeline to rid me of my insanity. Friends, there is no medical cure for alcoholism. You are the only cure. It is a heartbreaking obsession that only some miracle you can control. We have all been guilty of some atrocious actions that we never believed we would do. Have faith. You are here and you are free. Forgive yourself. You can't do anything about what you did. It's done and it's over. I lived with guilt for so many years, and it was eating me alive. Let me tell you a little bit about me, where I was, what happened, and where I am now. First, I started drinking at the age of 15. I was a model for Revlon and June Taylor dances and all that bullshit. I met a great guy. Thank God. I got pregnant. And I left New York to go to a farm in upstate New York where my parents were. We were married and had two boys. I didn't stop drinking. I was still drinking. I'd lose my car. And I'd get home and I couldn't find it the next morning. So I'd call the police and report it stolen. And they'd go find it for me. And that was the condition that I was in. And why my husband stayed with me. He was a Cherokee Indian, and he was German, and he was Irish. And he was a wonderful, wonderful man. Why he stayed with me, I'll never know. But thank God that he did. I lost him to Alzheimer's about 7-8 years ago. And it was a hard thing to do, and I was afraid that maybe I would go back to drinking, but I didn't, thank you God. And then I met Dude over here. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I was very, very lucky with men. Well, not all men, but you know. At any rate, he got me going to AA. And that's when my life really, really turned around, up here. You know, you can make all the motions you want, but until you get rid of it up here, you're not going anywhere. And AA taught me how to live without the demons that we have on our back with alcohol. And so, how I stopped drinking is, we were living in Denver, Colorado, and we were going to Broadmoor Country Club on the 4th of July for a party. And of course, I got very, very, very drunk, as usual. And we went out to get into the car, and I got into the driver's seat. And my husband, Les, said to me, "Get out of there, I'm going to drive. You're not fit to drive." You son of a bitch. And I tried to run over him, okay? Isn't that wonderful? And that scared me. That scared the hell out of me, it really did. And I guess it was my higher power that was saying to me, "It's about time you do something about this, Mella." So I was working in the hotel business. I was director of sales for Holiday Inns. And a fellow from Martin Marietta came in, and they were having a big convention. So I used to take my clients to lunch. And we sat down, and I said, "Jay, what would you like to drink?" And he said, "I don't drink." And I thought, shit, I never trust anybody that doesn't drink. You know. So I said, "Well, what do you mean you don't drink?" And he said, "I don't drink. I'm an alcoholic." And it's funny how, you know, nature works with you, because I had all these little things going around in my head for years that there was really something wrong with me. I knew there was. We know. We're not stupid. In fact, we're probably, look at how bright we drunks really are. Look at the stuff we get away with. It's amazing. And you know what? We're called charming. And we are. We're probably the most charming people on this earth. Anyway, so I said, "How do you know you're drunk?" And he says, "Well, there's usually about 5 questions that you can take, which will tell you." And guess what? I failed every one of them, you know. So I knew that. But I wasn't really ready to commit until I tried to kill my husband. And so I went into the office on Monday, and I said to my secretary, "Susie, get Jay Jamad on the phone." And she said, "What for?" And I said, "Susie, just do it." Because I didn't want anything to stop me. I wanted to get, you know, in touch with him. So when he answered the phone, he says, "Fella, I've been waiting for you to call." So he knew what I was. So I said, "Jay, I have to talk to you." And he said, "I know." So So he said, why don't you meet me and my wife? My wife's an alcoholic also. And why don't you meet me at a certain place? And I thought it was a coffee shop or something like this. Well, it turned out to be an arid club. And I thought, Jay, you son of a bitch, look at what you've done. You dragged me into an AA meeting. I didn't want to go to an AA meeting. I didn't want to admit that I was a drunk. Anyway, they had a couple of guys there from, first of all, we walked in and the coffee was flying and the cigarette smoke was flying, as natural. And I sat down. There was a prostitute on one side and a priest on the other and a CPA and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, I felt right at home. And I thought, this is great. Now I can be honest with myself, you know. So that was the start of AA. I went to about 3 meetings, and then we left Colorado and went to Palm Springs, California. And I didn't go back to AA. I just didn't. But I didn't drink either. And I am so sorry for that, for I spent so many valuable years where I could have led a more peaceful, a more productive life if I had gone to AA. Because AA teaches us. It teaches us to how to live normally. Because let's face it, guys, we really aren't normal all together, you know. And again, as I met Ken, I found that I had to accept a higher power. And I, you know, this was strange to me because I thought, higher power? What is this? First of all, you know, I didn't really believe in God. I had my gods, which were, you know, scotch and all that stuff. But anyhow, I finally gave in and I accepted that, yeah, I did need help. I didn't need help to stop drinking, but the drinking was still inside my head. And I needed to get rid of that and I needed to be a real person again. So I started going to meetings and I turned my life over to God. I accepted who I was. And I met some wonderful people. And this is my sponsor right over here. And I never had a sponsor before. First of all, I wouldn't admit that I needed a sponsor. You know how we are. We always think we can handle everything. But then you find out that you can't. And you have to accept who you are and where you're going and what you're going to do. I like me now. I didn't like me for a long, long time because I knew what I was. I'm still not sure if I did the damage or if booze did the damage to me. But there was a lot of damage done. A lot of things that I did when I was drunk and I buried so deep. I thought they'd never be found out. And guess what? When you turn your life over, they come up. And you have to forgive yourself for everything you did, because that wasn't you. That was somebody else that was taking you over. And that's a hard thing to do. That's a very hard thing to do. But with the support of people like you, and your partner, I think it will come. I think it'll come. And when it does, I think another thing is that we grow as we try to help one another. And by helping one another, we help ourselves. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask me? Come on, you do. No? No? Are we all in the same boat? All right.
My name is Ron. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Ron.
My question is, you know, knowing all that, you know, knowing the people you went through that with, you know, in love, sense of meaning and mention, what is it worth to you?
What is what? What?
Love itself worth to you, what all you've been through.
I don't understand, hon.
So, you know, alcoholism is one thing, you know, drugs are another thing, money
right.
is one thing. It's all about, you know, lifestyles.
Right.
Play Robin Leach for a minute.
Yep.
You know, would you give it away for anything, or if, you know, to know that it wasn't God or to know it was God?
Would I give it away?
Would you give it away, or would you love to keep what you've learned and keep going?
Oh, what I've learned? Oh, I would do anything to keep what I've learned. I would do anything.
That's how the Lord Jesus wants to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's true. That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shout.
Yeah. No, I finally liked myself. For a long time, I didn't. You know, I had, for so many years, I had a romance going with the flush because I always got so damn sick.
Yes.
You know, for so many years, I had the shame of it. I embarrassed my mother. You know, my poor mother is dead now. I would give anything to be able to have her see me.
She's with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, our Father is brilliant. His light is glory.
Yeah.
But His Son is the truth.
That's true.
That's a problem.
That's true. I like Him already.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anybody else? Come on, guys.
My name's Joe. I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You mentioned something in that letter. Or I think you were reading something, weren't you?
Yeah, I wrote all this because I, you know.
All the things you went through in your past, you know, we can't do nothing about them. You have to let them go. You also mentioned years without going to Alcoholics Anonymous. Being on a dry drug. Yeah, I did that for years.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I've looked at it is because I didn't drink for those years, and I evidently did drink. So it probably saved my life. So, yeah, I always look at it that way. I don't look at it as something I lost. I look at it as something I drank. And that works for me. But I did hear that in your writing when I like that way of thinking.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. No, I am so, so grateful. I really, really am. I'm grateful to even all of you. I'm just, it's nice to know that we did all this stuff, but we weren't alone. That other people have done the same thing and that we all share the same thing. But, you know, just this feeling in here. Look to your left. Look at each who's on side of you. Look to your right. What do you see? You see miracles.
That's right.
That's what we are. We're miracles. My goodness gracious sakes alive. After being drunks for even, I don't care how long it is or whatever it is, to come out of it and to be whole again. It's a miracle. It's fascinating to me, anyway. And how people blossom and how they love themselves again. Because let's face it, when we're drinking, we don't love ourselves. We know what we're doing. We're going through all this pain. But it's good to be alive.
That's right, it's good to breathe some good fresh air.
That's
we don't
right.
want to lose nobody. You know, their names and their birthdays, they do matter.
That's true, darling.
All right,
that's
so to keep my word, I'll knock this off as soon as Villa, you know, is as soon as it's open to general sharing from the floor. And I got a lot out of it, thank you very much. Because this is very important information for AA, that being stopped from drinking is not enough.
That's
know what
right.
I mean. So that is a piece
no,
of
it. Go to AA.
That's a piece of information that AA can use. So now the meeting is open, and where we go.
Have I done?
No.
No.
They're right there.
You're done if you want.
That's a promise.
I'm growing too. Every time I'm sharing with you, I'm growing. So, no, let's keep it up.
It's such an honor to be here and to be your sponsor and to know a little bit about you. You verify for me so much that for me the program is a missing link. You know, I've had, you know, years of non-drinking, and I always thought that was pretty sober. I had no idea what continual meetings, you know, staying in the program, getting a sponsor, showing up, working the steps. I had no idea the difference between that and just not drinking. I mean, I felt better when I didn't drink. Let's face it. That was, you know, that was the big step. But you validate so much for me when you say that. Because I really didn't know how messed up my thinking was until very recently. And that's after 5 years of solid AA, you know, in the program. And I look back and say, whoa, you know, it's amazing that I get to make, you know, really more major, you know, errors in judgment. Boy, AA's made it a lot simpler, a lot kinder, and a lot funner, as my kids would say, to be sober. And I'm not feeling like I'm missing anything, you know? And I'm not missing anything. I just stopped drinking before, and now I'm really living.
That's right. Life becomes fun.
Yeah, it's fine. And the people in the room are just so awesome, so joyful. And they're not drunk. They're really joyful. Because I had to be high to be really, really, what I felt was joyful. And in retrospect, it was obnoxious. It was an idiot.
Mm-hmm. I know, I used to make such an ass of myself, you know, but I thought I was so glamorous and so, you know, oh, we're having so much fun. And you know, we were talking about that the other day. Different people drink for different reasons. I drank because it was fun. Oh my God, it was the bell of the ball. Wow.
So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You're
so welcome.
My name is Steph, and I'm a grateful alcoholic. You know, I say I'm grateful because I just didn't know a thing about me until I came in these rooms. And I've learned so much, and I go to more meetings now than I did when I first came in, because there's more revealed to me about what I did before I crossed the line. And I've said so many times, so many people in here have heard that to get sick of it, but it's true. It's just that I had the ism for years before I had the alcoholism. I lived in Southern California, helped people live that type of interesting life that in AA, I helped them. I had no idea I'd be sitting in here someday later on, and it reminds me of cunning, baffling, and powerful.
Yes.
Because I didn't even realize it. And some people have heard this, but I would like to say it because it was important to me. Several months ago, this was revealed to me that when I was driving up here to a meeting, that I was very close to my mom and dad. Neither one of them drank, but I had uncles and aunts. But anyway, I'd gone home from college, and I was only 18, so this was a long, long time ago. And my dad was out to visit for the weekend. And I went out to give him a big hug after I got out of the car. I was working in the garden from the Napa Valley area, there where they're having all those fire drying out. And I went up and gave him a hug, and I was bitching about something that wasn't going my way. And he said, now this was at 18, he said, I wonder what in the world is ever going to make you happy. So I had that ism of wanting what I wanted when I wanted it. And I was very, very fortunate to get a wonderful sponsor that really gave me a few kicks, you know where.
And I needed that, and I still do. I still need it, or I would be a dry drunk, as you say, because my mind gets real crazy up here sometimes, even after quite a few 24 hours, so.